I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence continues daily between Christians and Muslims as the Central African Republic inches closer to genocide. Water for Good's Farl Ndongo, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, shares an update from the front lines.
My generation, my children's generation, had never experienced a war like this. It is the time to be speaking about the gospel on a regular basis.
Reach Beyond and Water for Good share the hope of Christ daily through radio broadcasts. There are needs without end. Will you help meet a few at our website? Prayer is the top priority. We turn next to Japan, a country experiencing unprecedented social upheaval. The disasters of 2011 turned a lot of things upside down. Areas that were once openly hostile to the story of Christ might not be quite as cold anymore. At least that's been true for OM ship's Logos Hope. We can't name the staffer for security reasons, but they stopped in Nagasaki and Kanazawa. 80,000 people visited the ship. Many were exposed to the gospel.
During the 2 weeks that we were in Nagasaki, we recorded 50 people. They made decisions to follow Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
And Christians in North Korea are facing more challenges on top of persecution. According to Reuters, the country is facing the worst drought in over a decade. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, connected us to a ministry leader in North Korea for an insider's report on the daily challenges of sharing the love of Christ. One challenge, kindness. It's a foreign concept for these severely neglected people. Pray for Christ to be the refuge North Koreans run to as they face possible increased hunger. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.